אז הסתרף יש.
אבל ויקטור, קורס ויקטור.
Das ich sage, du stehst, dass man wie am Jotzin in Zubim Pesach Olehem. So der Kleiuka, also steht doch wie Keurach, Gatanes of Bayis, Mulis, Fuhim, why did it need a Mezizah? Und Petalische Kudu Treiles, wo ist dafür so ein Zitzis? So der Kleiuka, so mir rum ist in der Pusik, Jotzin in Zubim Pesach Olehem. As they were standing Pesach Olehem, Koyach Gatanas on the Tzitzis, and Dosan Aviram Gatanas on the Mezuzah. So they were standing Pesach Olehem to weisen that they've got a bias, small is for him, for what do you need that Mezuzah for? And there's a halucha shares, and there's a bit of halucha from Hilchas Mezuzah. Hilchas Mezuzah is as I. Chesavtom Mezuzah Beisecho Yvishogacho. You have to put a mezuzah on the house, and bishogecho is a shah, it doesn't have to be a house, even a shah is not of a house, a shah is of a chutzah, a shah from a chutzah is also a mechiyav for a mezuzah. Shogunor shtayt, afil a shah from a town, but a shah from a town also really needs a mezuzah. The reason why we don't put is if there's goyim, shutvus a goyim, or the goyim will take it off, so we don't put. So every house, not just the Rumor already brings that people used to put just on their front door, and they didn't used to put on the rest of the house. And the Rumor says it's not right, because every room is chayav mezuzah separately. Every room which is used for a purpose is chayav mezuzah. We hold a room which is used as a oitza is also chayav mezuzah. A filler room which is just used for just a storage is also chayav mezuzah. Unless the room is a mukam maguda, a beis hakisei, a beis hamerchet, a beis hatvila, a mikveh, all these are potter for mezuzah. Yet zedor halocha that a room to be chayav b'mezuzah has to be dalad al dalad, has to be 4x4 amos. For less than that is not called a room. It's not called a room to be chayav b'mezuzah. A room which is not 4x4 amos, that means it's not 4x4, but it has the area of 4x4, which the smallest shear is just over 3.5 square meters. So let's say instead of 4x4, it's 8x2, is a machloikus. The Rambam halt sechayev, and the Rosh halt sepota. So we put without a brocha. Filim Machabashi, you should put the shachzuk, you should put without a brocha, because like the Rambam is a suffix, whenever there's a suffix, you put without a brocha. So the Rambam zukt, as we should put, you should put without a brocha on a room less than dal dal dalad. Shal is when you have a room which is less than dal dal dalad, but it has a specific purpose, which because of that purpose, it's not necessary for that room to be more than dal dal dalad. Understand the room which is your eating room, your dining room, mentshach, your bedroom has to be dal dal dalad. But if you have a room which is just used for, let's say, for the Tanigoylim to be there, and or some other reason, let's say a room which is to hang your clothes in, is some, there's no machlokes in everything, but I'm just saying the ikadinim. Some say, as our room is still chayav b'mezuzah, because the only reason why rooms put mezuzah when it's less than dal is because it hasn't got a use. But this has got a use, it's got a specific use, and nobody would bother even to make such a room less than, bigger than, as big as dal. So some say, as our room is chayav, on its own, a room is chayav. Now, vada, it has to be a room where people walk into. A closet, a wardrobe, which is not made for a person to walk in, is it not chayav b'mezuzah? A walk-in closet is different. A walk-in, because the person doesn't walk in. But if it's a walk-in closet, so then, that's why it's walk-in, so then could be, like this shitter, savad, you wouldn't put with a brocha, but like this shitter could be, you'd be chayav b'mezuzah without a brocha because it has its use. Same thing we have, a beis shah. A beis shah means, after what?
Walking fridge.
Yeah, if you already have a walking fridge, it's bigger than dal dal dal. If you have a beishah, which is a beishah is chayav b'mezuzah state, that means not just the house is chayav b'mezuzah, but the porch is also chayav b'mezuzah. But often you'd have a porch which is less than dal dal dal. So here's could be it's chayav nevertheless because of the reason we just said, because a Beis Shana doesn't have to be dalet al dalet. Could be there's another reason to be mechayav, because a Beis Shana b'chlal, even without that swear, a Beis Shana is specially made, doesn't need to be dalet al dalet. A Beis Shana is made because the house is chayav, the Beis Shana is also chayav. So it could well be in many houses that you have the front door could be a place where you should make a mezuzah without a brocha. Because if you have a hallway, the hallway often would not be dalet al dalet. It won't be a square dalet al dalet. It means when you come in, you have to have dalet 2 meters wide by 2 meters wide. Is he tochen that you haven't got such a big hole? And mele could well be that that's not even chayav the mezuzah, only because of these reasons, that beishah doesn't need to be dalet al dalet, or it's made for not dalet al dalet. So when you see the pictures of the thing putting up a mezuzah, could be it would be better in some places not to make a brocha in these. Kavadi put a brocha. Could be sometimes be ikar din, you shouldn't really be making a brocha on the front door. Could be, because of these reasons. Of asach alten that a beishah is chayev even if it's not dalet al dalet. A mezuzah to be chayev besides the room, that's the size of the room. This to be chayev a mezuzah, you have to have 2 doors and a mashkoif. Then you have 2 posts and a mashkoif. And the Rambam holds, you have to have doors as well. Doors, not just a walkway. You have to have the door itself, actual door. Not just a doorway, the actual door. So if you have a way where you go through without doors, a zikha you put on without a brocha. Because the Rambam says you have to have doors. Without doors you don't make a brocha. But you have to have 2 sides and a mashkoif as well. It was not long ago, I was in an English shul, and they had there the place where the ladies come during the week, which was cordoned off. In the big shul, it was cordoned off where the ladies come, and had a thing to go in, 2 things till the ceiling, and they had a mezuzah on it. It's not chayav a mezuzah because there was nothing going on top. See, it was a cordoned off piece with 2 sides and get a door to go in. Even though it had a door, it didn't have a mashkoif. It's very important. Now the mezuzah has to have a shen shachanuch, you have to have 2 sides and a mashkoif. And if you haven't got, without a mashkoif, you mamash potter. Without doors, without a brocha. Then you have a common thing that you haven't. So you already potter. As soon as you don't have a door, you potter. You have a common thing that you have on one side, you have on the right side it sticks in, and on the left side it goes further the wall. So you come into a room, and it's the one room, and you go into the next room. The room that you're in, going to the next room, has the wall on the left continuing, but it's blocked off on the right, is a wall blocking it off. So if you're looking from the inside of that room, behind you, you'd have a mezuzah on the right, but you won't have anything on the left. Then you're chayav. It'd be the other way around, a mezuzah on the left, but the wall continuing on the right, then you're potter. Because the ik is mezuzah always the right-hand side. So if this room you're coming from in there, and this would stick out over there, and this room over here, you'd be chayav. Because this room has a mezuzah on the right. But if you were sticking out over here, and you come into this room behind me, then you'd be potter, because it's coming in on the left. This room has a you potter. Under some hold, this is all without, if there's no doors, it's without a brocha. Some hold, and Yerushalayim, they have this minig to do that, that if you just have Rosh HaKsolim, see here we're talking about that the wall continues. But if you have Rosh HaKsolim means that you, like a garage, which has nothing, no posts, nothing at the front. Just three walls, that's it, 3 walls. So there, some are mechayev, even on the garage, because even though I haven't got mamash posts to make up a 4th side, but the Rosh HaKsolim coming, the 2 sides going into it, you got back wall and 2 sides going into it, that also alone is a mechayev. And Yerushalayim on the buildings, they have mezuzahs on the Rosh HaKsolim. You see them even in the Andrea, don't fear the chazoy, it's a machloikas. So the same thing you might have, if you have a kitchen, you have a kitchen unit sticking out, and the kitchen unit, a mezuzah, only has to be 10 tefachim high. The mezuzah where you put the mezuzah on, only has to be 10 tefachim high, 8 centimeters. So, if you have let's say this is that's your dining room, here's your kitchen, and you have kitchen units sticking out till here, on this side, kitchen units sticking out, you come in over here, so on your right side, you've got a wall. You've got a wall sticking out. You're coming in here. If you've got no mashkoif, you're potter. If you've got no door and you've got no mashkoif, you're potter. But if you have got a mashkoif, not lechizuk tikkur, it wasn't made lechizuk tikkur, but it's made for a mashkoif, it's made nice, it's made mashkoif.
then you might be chayev, because even if it's only 10 tefachim high, you'd be chayev on that little door to put it. But there's another thing I want to say, which might make you potter for a different reason, and that is, which is again as other places, that imagine this room, if you'd have a beam going across from there to there. Or if you go to Halpin's shop, it's full of them. They're going across, like that. But the whole shop, even though it says here, delicatessen, tea, coffee, whatever, is all one big shop. There's no chiluk tashmishin between one and the other. Just because one sells bread and one sells vegetables, that's not called chiluk tashmishin. It's all one shop. So at the same time, in your house, if you have, let's say, a front room and a back room, so if you mamash have, that is the lounge and that is the dining room, so it's got different, mamash a chilek. But you have a big, long room, and in the middle of it, it's broken open, and in the middle of it, you still have this, you haven't got doors, because that would zichar say, it's two different rooms, but it has this, tzuras ha-pesach, mamash tzuras ha-pesach, your potter. Because you have to have, to make a tzuras ha-pesach, divide two rooms, you also have to have chiluk tashmishin. You have to have a difference between that room and this room. If it's all one room, that tzuras ha-pesach is not counted as a tzuras ha-pesach.
And one is a sukkah.
A sukkah is part of a mezuzah. You mean during the year? Yeah, so it depends what you use it for during the round. I'm saying, what do you use it during the round? I don't know what you use your sukkah for. Is your sukkah during the round an extension of your dining room? Or is that's the playroom and that's the dining room? So then it's two rooms. That's what I'm saying. If it's a chiluk tashmishin, has different, clear, different tashmishin, but this is a big kula, that if you don't have chiluk tashmishin, then you put it. The mokem ha-mezuzah is very important, has to be not on the top tefach. Has to be a knot on the top tefach, shouldn't be on the top tefach inside, and it should be within a third. A lot of people don't know, it should be within a third. Lower than a third, some people say it's a mamash posel. Except, if you would have an opening which is 20 feet high, so then a third, 21 feet high, so then you're going to put it 14 foot high, nobody would see it. So then there's a shitta, not all hold of it. Some say you should just put it 15 foot high. But some say you should put it keneged ksefov. The problem is, some people have mezuzahs, have a doorway which is, let's say, 9 foot high. And there also they put it at 5 foot, which is over here, 5 foot. Pashtus is not right. Because this whole heter of keneged ksefov is when it's very high and you wouldn't automatically see it when you're walking. Oh, but if you see it when you're walking, there's no heter. Even this is a machlokes. Some people say you should still put it 15 foot high. But that's all, you should still put it a third. The first thing is to be a third. To start putting it lower than a third, you need a big heter. A third from the top, there's the whole mezuzah. So some said the whole mezuzah. See, there has to be the whole mezuzah within a third, and even if it's 9 foot high, a person is 5 foot six foot, so he'll still see it if it's at 6 foot. This is shvacha heter to put it lower than a third. Now, the shail is, when you have interconnecting rooms, where do you put your mezuzah? So the first thing is, you put, in Shulchan Aruch state, you put a mezuzah with heketzia. Heketzia means, would have been, that whichever way the door opens, you put it that way, that is the room where you're putting it into. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But Alam Mufalshim say that there's, before that, there's other kivim in Hilchas Mezuzah. The first kivim in Hilchas Mezuzah is Pnim. As you're going into the house, you come from the street, further into the house, that is what is Kaveh Erech's mezuzah. Now, you always have to think a minute. If you have a mezuzah, let's say that room, that door, there's a mezuzah over there, just think a second. There's a mezuzah when you come in here. So it's all very nice. When I come in here, I have a mezuzah. When I go out, a mezuzah has to be on the right-hand side, Derech Bioschah, the way you walk, and you walk with your right foot first. And even if you're left-footed, some say if you're left-footed and you're the only person that lives in the house, actually you should put it on the left. It does that sad. Oh, but the mouth, so you put it on your right, because there we also, you come in the right. So if I'm going this way, I've got a mezuzah on my right. When I go out, where's my mezuzah?
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be on the right.
You're
two mezuzahs. So where's my mezuzah? The answer is, that door on the way out does not need a mezuzah. Because the chiyah mezuzah is on the way in. So when you go out, you don't need a mezuzah. So I always have to think, when I've got two doors, which room is this Pesach mechayav b'mezuzah? This Pesach mechayav b'mezuzah on the way in or on the way out? So as you go into your house, so you go there, pnim, in, then you're mechayav b'mezuzah as you go in. What if, of the right, as you go in. Now what if, let's say, you go into, you have, then the next kriveya is, if you have, let's say, you come into your house and you have a front room and a back room. And imagine you've got a door to the front room and a door to the back room, and you have a door in between the front and back room. However, you very rarely go from the front room to the back room.
You always only go from the back room to the front room. So even though from the front door, it's quicker to get to the back room, to go, as you go in, you'd go, if you want to go quicker, you'd go front and then into the back room. But you never do that. So then there's another kriveya, and the other kriveya is the derech, which is used on the way in. What is the way in? When you're thinking about that door, what's the way in, what's the way out? When you go from that crossing, what's the way in, what's the way out? So that crossing, the way in is from the back to the front. When you're in the front, you never go to the back room. Yeah, Vadi, you go out that way, back again. But the crossing, the first time, is from the back room to the front room. So that crossing is done from the back room to the front room first. So that's the other, even though if you're coming from the front door, it'll be quicker to go front room, then back room. That doesn't matter, because you look at the crossing. That crossing of that door is done by going more from the back room to the front room. And if you do it on the way back into the front room. The next thing is, the same thing you'd have, Lamoshal, if you've got two doors from your front room, one goes from your front to the house, one goes to a garage, and one goes to your house. Right? So between the garage and the house, it's quicker maybe to go to your kitchen, into the garage, into your kitchen. It's quicker from the street. But you don't do that. You go to your dalach is always into the garage from the kitchen. So made it out into the garage. The same thing is a back garden is also, if you've got a door, if your back garden is open from the front of the house, so you look at the back door like the front door. Most possible like that. Because you look at the back door, you're coming in from the back door. Or even though the rest of the house, you wouldn't look at it like that, because most people come from the front of the house. But if your back door is accessible from the front of the house, so the back door becomes our front door, because you go in like that. If the back door is blocked off and you can't get in, it's a big machlokes. Some will say like this, some will say like that, but asachal, you should go take it into the garden. The problem is, the garden has a shvacher chiv than the house. That's the problem with that mezuzah over there as well. But the chutzah has a much less chiyuv than the house. See, the emes says a fire exit is part of the mezuzah. It's not a door. It's not a door. It's not used. It's not meant to be used. Oh, so this one we started using. So then you have to think, is it used to go that way first or this way first? So most people will tell you, you can't come this way first. This is locked. Yeah, if you knock on the door, you can. But most people wouldn't. So bizarre, the knisa is always that way first, so therefore it's more correct to put it that way. But Andrew is saying that outside has got shvach l'chiyav, so you should put it the other way. Let's have more looks about that. We're just finished. So, yours, when you're outside, you have to come back in again. It depends how you lock it. And the other thing, which is hardly negeir, which says the Shulchan Aruch is, heketzir, which is the way the door opens into. The way the door opens into, that is the thing. I just want to say one more thing. One more thing is, two more things. One thing is a porch. If you have a porch to go into your house, an open porch, that means you have very thick sides. So the ikar chiyuv is always to put not on the side. You shouldn't really, the mezuzah is right over there in the right place, it's on the wood. Really, you could have put the mezuzah on the brick. Yeah. You could, because you should put the tefach outside. But there's a bigger chiyuv to put on the wood than a thing. If that would be very long, more than six tefachim, then you'd already have a shayla, because maybe it's a beishafu itself. That could be that you have a shafim itself. But more important, a lot of people have their PVC doors and it goes like this. And Mela, they can't always fit a mezuzah inside. Now, they make a bit of a mistake because they think a mezuzah, when you put slanting, Mela, you can't fit it. If you fit it, if you cut the ikka chiyah mezuzah to be straight, the going out straight, we ikka straight. Liyasa, then we make it slanting. So if you can't make a mezuzah slanting, if you can make it straight, make it straight. The ikka mezuzah should be straight, should be within the Pesach. Within the Pesach. To put it, if you mamash can't put it within the Pesach, so then you can put it on the side. Or it's mamash or b'dievah. Some people say you're not kosher. So if you to put it on the wall there, and it's not, you're not yotzer. A better idea would be to add a beading round the PVC door, and then you can put it inside. Because the mezuzah should be in the Pesach. So you got an altar, instead of putting it, firstly, you should know you're allowed to put it straight. It don't have to be slanting, so you can fit it in. You can even fit it in the doorway itself. It's possible. Or you can add a beading to put it around. It's all better than what most people seem to think they have to do, is to put it on the wall flat like that.